The bill would give Petersburg 14,666 acres, roughly a tenfold increase in the amount of state land the borough would be able to select within the boundaries of the new municipality. In fact, if it becomes a law, Petersburg would be able to take possession of almost all of the state land in the borough that hasn't been already designated for another use. Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins sponsored a version of the bill in the House.
Yeah, a good, maybe even rare example of collaboration in this legislative session. And there weren't all that many pieces of legislation that passed both bodies this year because of the divided government we have. But this is one of them, and I'm very, very glad it did pass.
Christ Tompkins is right about that. Not many bills were approved in both the House and Senate this year. Of the 376 introduced, only 26 made it through in the regular session. The Petersburg land grant bill had no votes of opposition in either chamber. The bill's sponsor on the Senate side, Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, says he was surprised by that.
Yes, normally because of the magnitude of the land increase, but I'm very happy that there wasn't significant opposition or, frankly, any opposition. You know, I'm looking forward to the governor signing the bill and having it finished off. I think it's going to be very beneficial to the community of Petersburg over the next, 100 years or however long it takes to, move forward and develop and decide what they want to do with these lands. It's going to take a few years to actually, get the transfer completed, surveys and all that other stuff.
The city of Petersburg, incorporated in 1910, received a small land grant from the state. This grant is the result of voters approving formation of the new borough government with expanded boundaries in 2013. Stedman explains that Petersburg's history was a strong argument in favor of the land grant.
Petersburg's one of the oldest communities in the state and one of the most self-reliant communities. So it was, I pointed that out to a lot of my colleagues. And if there's a community that you want to get land to that can actually have stewardship of it in a responsible way and be fiscally independent, and Petersburg's it.
Stedman calls passage of the legislation a big deal for Petersburg.
I think it's one of the high marks of the community organization over the last 100 years of the community. This is a big deal to have this much property corralled up in the borough.
Both legislators expect the governor will sign the bill. Here's Christ Tompkins.
I have had conversations with the governor's office about that, and I'm pretty darn confident he will sign it. There was, a fleeting chance it was going to happen during a little Norway. We had just a little bit of a break before going back into session. Unfortunately, that didn't quite materialize because of a pressing legislative issue with real ID, But yeah, that bill will get signed, and I am excited to be a part of it because it's great news for Petersburg and well-deserved.
Petersburg's Community Development Director Liz Cabrera and the borough's lobbyist in Juneau, Ray Matuszewski, worked to get the bill through the legislature as well. A committee of local residents met into last year to determine top priorities for a smaller land selection with the hopes of getting legislative approval to increase the amount. Now that looks like it could become reality. The Petersburg Borough plans to sell some of the land and develop some of it for rock pits or other uses. The State Department of Natural Resources values the total land grant at more than $78 million. Parcels are in Thomas Bay, along with Whitney Island and near Cape Fanshawe on the mainland north of Petersburg. There's also land at Falls Creek, 10 miles south of town, along with Ideal Cove and Frederick Point on eastern Mitkoff. And on the southern end of Mitkoff Island, the land around the mothballed South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal is available, along with land at Woodpecker Cove. And on Kuprinoff, there are parcels just north of Saspe Island, around the Coho Creek drainage, and near Beecher's Pass. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.